Children, have you ever had a situation where your, let's say your dad, it might have been your mom, but let's just go with your dad for this example, where your dad has wanted you to do something that was a little scary for you to do? I'll just give you a few examples so you, and this may or may not be something that has happened to you, but if it isn't, you can think of another example perhaps that is similar. But for example, if you were maybe someplace, it wouldn't be around here because it's very flat around here, but someplace where it was hilly, and maybe your dad or your mother, one of your parents, asked you to climb a steep part of the hill where it was quite steep, and it was kind of scary. Maybe you had a situation like that, or maybe there was a situation where one of your parents, your dad, asked you to go into a kind of a spooky place at nighttime, a dark room, or an abandoned house, maybe. That would really be scary. Or a shed or someplace like that, or even the woods, but it was dark, and it was kind of scary to you. Or maybe it was maybe you were at a national park or something, and there was a ledge that you had a beautiful scenery that you could see if you walked up to the ledge, but it was scary because it dropped off, and it dropped way off. And maybe your dad said, come on up with me, let's go up to the ledge and see the view here, even though it's kind of high. Probably in situations like that, if you had that happen to you or a similar situation, your dad or your mother, but again, we'll go with dad. I keep saying that, and then I mention the mom. Your dad said, well, let me hold your hand. It'll be okay. Let me hold your hand. And so he would give you his hand or say, I'll hold you. If it was, let's say you were scurrying up a tree or something that you'd never been up before when you were a little small and you were just learning how to climb trees. I'll hold you. I'll make sure you don't fall, or I'll catch you if you slip. But your dad gave you something to assure you that that you were going to make it safely through the experience that was kind of scary to you. Typically, I'll hold your hand, which was your parents, your dad's assurance that it's going to be okay. You will get through this. And you'll make it safely, even though you're kind of scared. So the hand of your dad represents, it's a sign to you that everything is going to be okay. He's going to make sure it is. It's a sign that things are going to be okay. Well, this passage talks about the resurrection of Jesus, children. And Jesus' resurrection is... God is saying something in the resurrection of Jesus. His body was raised. His physical body was raised from the dead. And that resurrection of Jesus' body from the dead after being in the tomb for 3 days, among other things, God is making a statement to you and to me through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And that statement is that you too, if you were...